are 39 milahot, which constitute forms of work forbidden on the Sabbath. It's the why behind the way we do the things we do. Join Rabbi Moshe Schnurb now for Hilchos Shabbos, only on 101.9 Chai FM.
This is Soul to Soul on your radio, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayakel, Parshas Pora, Tov Shin Pei Hei, and an incredibly warm welcome to our entire radio family. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you had an amazing, wonderful Purim, and that it just went well and was just something that made you so happy and brought simcha to you and your family and the community and all of Klai Yisrael. That's such an important thing that we could have joined together. Don't know if any of you were zeicher to listen to the show last week. We spoke about some really beautiful things, but I understand, Mon, you were busy with your, still in your suda, still, as you say, in your cups, in your simcha, and we now go weiter, we now proceed, Be'ez Hashem, on the uphill climb to Pesach. Probably have a few weeks until we get there. As always, today's show is brought to you as a refu shlema for many of the cholim in Klal Yisrael. We'll just mention a few of the names: Omri ben Einat, Yehuda Hillel ben Shulamis Leia, Yedidya Eliyahu ben Brocha, right, Shimon Leib ben Ahuva Batsheva, Nitzchit Bat Devora, Malka Bas Rochel, Eliana Lea Bas Kelesora, Yehudis Bas Lea, Chaya Bas Rivka Besoich Shor, Chole Yisrael, amongst many of the other Cholim and Klai Yisrael who need Refuas, who need Brochas, who need Yeshuas. Be'ez Hashem, may the Schus of the Torah we'll learn together, of the coming together of Yidden to learn Torah stand and to be hopefully enriched in their Shmiras HaMitzvahs, in their commitment to Torah, is something gewaltig, is something that can bring tremendous bracha to all of Klai Yisrael. Now, you've heard me so often go on when we talk about, later on in the show, talk about the Zmanim of Shabbos. We always talk about the earliest time for lighting Shabbos candles and the concept of adding on to Shabbos from the day before, and of course at the end also to add on to Shabbos from the Sunday. And of course, we understand that the Kedusha of Shabbos Kodesh is mamish like a burning fire. And as it says, Liber Bayim Chaim brings down way back in Parshas Braces, every single Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his great kindness, right, sends down a tremendous light and appears in all the upper worlds and in the lower worlds, and he places this tremendous light and of the Shekhinah is present. And a person who's zeicher, who merits to accept the Kedusha of Shabbos in purity and without any sort of foreign thoughts, and his heart and the limbs of his body are open and prepared and receptive to it, so he can recognize and he can feel the light of the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes. And his heart is like ablaze with him, with these beautiful flames of spirituality. Mamish, and his neshama is yearning towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even as Bosik says in Shir Shirim, Mayim Rabim, tremendous water, lo yuchlu l'chaba yisis ava, can never extinguish the love that exists, that is inserted, that downloaded into our hearts. And we have this tremendous tshuka, this tremendous desire, and a fiery desire to serve our HaKadosh Baruch Hu all night and all the day of Shabbos Kodesh. And also to add on from the weekday onto the Kodesh, both at the beginning and the end of Shabbos. And all of it is because of this tremendous desire and of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his love, that is recognizable. It's so discernible, so palatable in the world during the time of Shabbos. As Chazal say in Gemara, that regarding Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, that Erev Shabbos, they would bring him a bath full of hot water, and he would wash his hands and his face and his feet, and he would dress himself up, and he looked like a Malach Hashem, like an angel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And that was all, right? And then the that was all in order to sort of reveal the incredible presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of the world. As in fact, the Pasuk says in Tevach Shenek HaKesef, if you look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like people look for silver, then you'll understand the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the introduction to today's show. We're going to talk about how we can enhance that beautiful Kedusha and love of Shabbos. This is 101.9 Chai FM. The program is Soul to Soul. We'll be back in a minute with much, much more.
This is Hilchos Shabbos with Rabbi Moshe Schnurb, only on 101.9 Chai FM.
101.9 Chai FM. This is Soul to Soul. On your radio, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Vayakel Tov Shin Pei Hey Parshas Parah. As we have a beautiful Purim in our rearview mirror, Baruch Hashem, what a beautiful week it was. We are talking about, of all things, Shabbos and the beauty of we're going to talk more about the concept of Tosefes Shabbos, of adding on to the Shabbos. The Chasam Sefer says on this week's Pasha, on the Pasuk, Loi Sivaru Eish B'chol Moshva Sechem Yom HaShabbos. Do not light a fire in all of your dwelling places on Shabbos. He says, it really would have been appropriate that every single week there would be a fire of love and connection to Hashem burning in our hearts through the fact that we are learning Torah and we are serving Hashem till we get to the point when it comes to Shabbos Kodesh, that flame would sort of rise up by itself and there would be huge, huge tongues of flame, so to speak, spiritually reaching up to Hashem. And through this, the holy melacha that we have to do, that we're told to prepare for 6 days to ready ourselves for that love and that relationship and that closeness to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way that the seventh day would almost be holy all by itself. We're so ready for it. We're so prepared. We're so primed for it. And not that we should be so busy during the week with our own stuff, with our vineyards and our business and our olive trees. And suddenly, on Shabbos, we'd have to start all beginning and sort of light a fire of connection to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means, Lo Yisavaru Eish. Don't start trying to create a connection to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos. The entire week needs to be a build-up of serving Hashem, of bringing ourselves closer and closer and more intensely close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that Shabbos just kind of explodes into this huge, huge conflagration of love, of closeness, of holiness, of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Based on what the Chasam Sofer is saying, that a person really needs to light the fires of holiness long before we actually get to Shabbos, that during the 6 days of the week, he should already sort of create within himself the fire of Kedusha, of holiness, in order that when the day of Shabbos comes and the Shekhinah now comes down, the Kedusha of Shabbos comes down, now he's going to be able to properly understand and integrate and synthesize his own Kedusha together with the Kedusha of Shabbos. So then we can say, based on what he's saying, that this is the incredible benefit of Tosefes Shabbos, of adding on to Shabbos. In other words, to come out early and accept, actually, the Kedusha of Shabbos long before sunset, long before it actually descends from heaven. Rav Chaim Kanievsky was once asked, what should he say to people to try to convince them to begin Shabbos just that little bit earlier? Rav Chaim answered to his son-in-law, Hagon of Yitzchak Kolodetsky. He said, you should tell them a quote from the Mishnah Brura in Siman, Reish Nun Vav 256, that promises that anyone who encourages other people to accept Shabbos on time will be Zeicha, will merit children, sons, who will be G'dayle Yisrael, great leaders of the Jewish nation. And should add on that when the Mishnah Brura says that you're going to merit children who are going to be leaders of Klal Yisrael, that's not stam a skula, it's not some kind of a spiritual a thing. This is a psak halacha from the Chofetz Chaim. It's an actual halachic ruling from the greatest sage of the generation of the Chofetz Chaim. And certainly that this is going to be fulfilled. And Rav Chaim added, he said, that not only someone who encourages others to add on to accept Shabbos a little bit earlier, but even more than that, someone who himself strengthens himself in this together with his community, and they all strengthen themselves in that, he is guaranteed from the Chofetz Chaim that he will be zeiche, he will merit children who will be great people in Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Sternbach Shlita, the Rosh Av Bezdin of the Eidah Charedis, says, my mother, Aleha Shalom, she had a minig on every single Erev Shabbos Kodesh to finish all her preparations and everything that needed to be done for Shabbos at least like an hour before Shabbos began. She would set the table, she would put the chalas and the wine on the table, she would dress the children in their big day Shabbos. Everything was done in sort of a quiet, relaxed way, conveniently, and then they all sat down together in the lounge and got ready to accept the Shabbos in plenty of time. And she added on, she would say that this Tosefes Shabbos is an addition, extra, covered for the Shabbos itself. And, as the Chofetz Chaim says, it creates a tremendous, tremendous potential to have children who will be tzaddikim, who are God-fearing people. And it's also tremendous energy to be saved from anger. If a person who people get very, very tense and very, very stressed and very, very angry, and there's all sometimes shouting and yelling and fights in those last pressured minutes before Shabbos comes in. Well, if you finish Shabbos early and you get everything ready before the time, you enter Shabbos in an incredible, relaxed and serene state of being. That's what Rav Sternbach said about his mother. And we have nothing left but to admit that certainly by the Sternbachs, the school approved itself over and over again, that she was zeiche, she merited a great son like Rav Moshe. Even as far as this whole thing of the tension and the anger that often goes on Erev Shabbos, right? It's inappropriate to come into Shabbos, right, when you're all upset. Rather, one should come in relaxed and kind of all sort of, kind of calm. And that itself will be a tremendous, tremendous teaching and lesson for all the children, and will stand for them for many, many generations. They'll remember what it was like at home with mommy and daddy, how Shabbos came in, how the whole family was ready and everyone was sitting down and it was pleasant and it was relaxed. And that will be something they will take with them into their lives and will set up in their homes, and their Shabbos will become, and they'll pass it on to their children. The Remora, Moshe Islis, was born in the year Reish Pei, 305 years ago, in the city of Krakow, to his father, Rav Yisrael Islis, who was a very, very wealthy person and one of the leaders of the community, and one of the two great merchants, Jewish merchants, that the Polish king, right, Zygmunt, he gave them a license to open a shops, right, to sort of a commercial shops, right, without any, as many shops as they wanted. They had license to do that. And Rabbi Yisrael had a huge business of carpets and things and woven goods. And because of Kavod Shabbos, he had the minig to close all the shops Erev Shabbos already at 12 o'clock at noon. He closed all of the shops. And all the customers knew. Even, right, the shop would be full of customers at 12. Rabbi Shaw would announce exactly at 12 o'clock, the shop is closing and nothing would change. No begging. He closed the shop on time. We'll come back and finish the story after the break. This is 101.9 Chai FM. The program is Soul to Soul. Please stay with us. There's so much more to talk about.
This is Hilchos Shabbos with Rabbi Moshe Schnurb, only on 101.9 Chai FM.
101.9 Chai FM. This is Soul to Soul on your radio. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Parshas Vayakel. Parshas Parah Tov Shin Peh. We are talking about the beauty of adding on time to Shabbos. And we're telling a story at the moment about the father of the Ramah, the father of Moshe Ishlis, who was Makbid. He was a big businessman. He had many shops. But 12 o'clock Friday afternoon, come what may, and shops closed. One time on a Friday, a huge prominent merchant entered the shop and wanted to buy a huge quantity of goods. And it was close to 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Rabbi Yisrael warned the businessman that at 12 o'clock, the shop was closing. However, the businessman ignored his warning and he thought, yeah, when he sees the amount of merchandise that I'm going to buy, he'll leave the shop open and I'll be able to finish the deal. And the merchant asked for a huge quantity of all sorts of material. However, when 12 o'clock came, Rabbi Yisrael asked the Seicher to please push off the completion of the deal until Sunday. However, the businessman pushed aside their suggestion and said, what are you talking about? There's still plenty of time until Shabbos came in. And if he doesn't finish the deal today, he's going to cancel the whole deal. Rabbi Yisrael explained to him that this was his minhag all the time. 12 o'clock of Erev Shabbos, he closes all the shops. And he's not going to change his minhag, even if we're talking about a huge, huge deal that, it would cause them a tremendous loss or certainly a loss of profit if he didn't have the deal. When the merchant was stubborn and he said, no, he's going to continue buying. So Rav Yisrael asked his pardon and said, he apologized and he asked him, please, to leave the place so he could close the shop. On that Friday night, Rabbi Yisrael had a dream, and they revealed to him that this was for him a nesayon from Shemayim. It was a test to check, would he be seduced, would he be convinced to, because of the great profit, and leave the shop open, or maybe the kavod of Shabbos would stand even this time in front of him. And he would not be mevater. He would not forego his fixed custom. And since he stood up to the test, he was going to be zoiche to a child who was going to light up the world. Rav Meir from Apta, the Ohel HaShemayim, says that someone who cuts his nails and finishes the parsha, Shnayim Mikra Bechatav, reviews the weekly Torah reading on Erev Shabbos before midday, he's guaranteed that the whole week he will be prevented from doing serious kind of averis. And the Shulchan Aruch actually brings down in Siman 261, Reish Tamach Aleph and Sif Beis, says some say that a person needs to add on to Shabbos from the weekday. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sif Katan Yates that La Locha, we paskin, that it's obligatory from the Torah to add on a Tosefes Shabbos, to add on additional time, both in the beginning of Shabbos and at the end of Shabbos. And he brings there in the Bir Halacha, he brings that even according to the opinion of the Rambam, that this mitzvah doesn't apply as far as the Torah, but it's only a rabbinic mitzvah. Nevertheless, the Rambam himself brings in chapter 30 of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Beis, that if someone sits sort of with dignity and waiting for the Shabbos to come, as if he's like going out to meet the king. Shulchan Aruch brings it again in Reish Tamach Beis in 262. Sif Gimel says a person should put on his beautiful Shabbos clothing and he should rejoice with the coming of Shabbos like one rejoices to go out to meet the king, or like going out to meet a chatan and kala. Rabbi Chanina used to dress himself up, wrap himself up, and go toward in the evening of Erev Shabbos. And he would say, let us go out, likras Shabbos Malkasa, to meet the Shabbos queen. Rabbi Anna said, boy chala. He said, come bride. In the Mechilta, in Parshas Yisro, Parshas Zayin, it brings down Zachor v'Shamor. We have two expressions by Shabbos. One, Zachor, remember, and Shamor, guard. Zachor is before, he says, and Shamor means afterwards. From here, Chazal say, we have an obligation to add on to Shabbos from the weekday. And it's he compares it to a father, right? Who was always very occupied, but made time before and after for his children. In the response to Sefer Chavol and Bani Yimim, he explains that just like if a wolf is coming towards you, and he's in front of you, you're afraid that he shouldn't destroy you, and even if you see him, right, that he's behind you and he's already gone, nevertheless, you're still afraid. Maybe he's going to turn around and attack you from the back until he goes so far away you can hardly even see him. So to the Shabbos, when it's coming to you on Erev Shabbos, you need to be careful. You need to guard yourself because every single moment he's getting closer and closer. And also after Shabbos, at the end of Shabbos, until you think to yourself, oh, it's already gone. Nevertheless, one has to be so careful to guard and protect the Shabbos, the Kedusha, the holiness of Shabbos, and that your fear of breaking Shabbos should be with you until it's absolutely clear that it's definitely already night. The cowboy brings that when he mentions this mechilta we just quoted, he writes, the mechilta brings Zachor v'Shamor. Remember the Shabbos when it comes in, that you must accept it before the sunset, long time before the sunset, that everything should be all fixed up. And Veshamor, when it leaves, like a person who guards and protects his beloved, that is, yet he's with him, and he doesn't want that he should leave. He wants to cling to them and stick with them as long as he possibly can. Also, in the Sefer Toilas Yaakov, he brings the shla that we add from weekday to Shabbos, also on Matzah Shabbos, to show and to demonstrate that we don't want Shabbos to leave. We want Shabbos to stay as long as possible, because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us then, and it's so hard for us to say goodbye, and therefore we try to keep him as long as we can. The Shlo brings in his Siddur that person should be very careful to say Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos before sunset, because otherwise there are all sorts of negative forces that are created on Erev Shabbos during this final twilight period between sunset and night. So Chas V'Shalom, they can be given power to damage a person. So accepting Shabbos early is absolutely essential to avoid that. The Shlo, in fact, brings elsewhere in Maseches Shabbos that it's a midas chassidus, it's a special attribute of holiness to be ready with all things done for Shabbos and all the work finished already from chatzos, already from midday. And from chatzos and onwards, you should just all be busy with just the kedusha of Shabbos and pretend it already is Shabbos. In other words, one should already spend the afternoon doing tshuva, thinking about going over the previous week. Is there something that I did during this week that maybe I need to fix up? Is there someone who I didn't treat properly? Is there some business matter that maybe I didn't complete as well as I should? Is there any unfinished business that I've left over and not dealt with? And either sort it out right then and there, or at least resolve to do so, and to do other good deeds, and to learn Torah. And not only him, the whole family should do that, all the way until the time of candlelighting. And the hint that is, it says, Lo yisasa kol melacha. It says about Shabbos, don't do any work, right? At the beginning, when the Kedusha starts already from Chatzos, from midday, and also on Motzei Shabbos, one needs to add on from the Kodesh to the Chol. So Shabbos should be Lo yisasa kol melacha. It should be not only the 24 hours of Shabbos, but hours, 5 hours before, make it 30, and another extra hour after Shabbos. So it's Lo yisasa kol melacha. 31, Lo yisasa kol melacha, 31. 31 hours one should not do melacha every single Shabbos. Six before the 24 of Shabbos and one after. And that makes Shabbos so special. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh in last week's Pasha brings many, many explanations to explain what does it mean. It says, V'shamru b'nei Yisrael HaShabbos. Klal Yisrael should guard the Shabbos. La'aseis HaShabbos. To make the Shabbos. What does it mean? Shabbos is not something that you can make. How do you make the Shabbos? So he says, by the fact that we add on from the weekday to the Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will agree to call that part of the day also Shabbos. So it comes out that this person is actually making that time into Shabbos, because the hours from Friday or hours from Sunday, which are really weekday, B'nai Yisrael is making that into Shabbos, says the Aruch HaMakadosh. And based on this, the Yitav Panim explains in his drasha, Shabbos HaGodol, the words of Chazal in Shabbos Lav Kuf Chilches, if Klai Yisrael would keep two Shabbosos, straight away they would be redeemed. That it's referring to two types of Shabbosos. One is the Shabbos that Hashem makes it, and the second one is the Shabbos that Klai Yisrael adds. And Klai Yisrael makes by adding on extra time to Shabbos, both at the beginning and at the end. If we would guard these two extra Shabbosos, the real Shabbos of Hashem and our additional Shabbos, and we add on to Shabbos both at beginning and at the end, straight away we would be redeemed. Why? Because b'mida sha'ada moided, the way we act, moididim loy, that's the way Hashem acts to us. And therefore, if we are going to make right Shabbos, we're going to accept Shabbos before the time, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeem us before the time in order to create a day that will be Kulei Shabbos, which is the situation that will happen after Mashiach, Bimheira B'Yomeinu. In the Sefer Sidurei Shel Shabbos, he brings down a hint from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'yobah Yom HaShishi, says by the Mon, it'll be on the sixth day. Ve'chinu es hashei of you. They must prepare everything that is brought. Says why? Because when it says v'haya b'yom hashishi, v'haya also means, always means, is a lashon of simcha, a lashon of joy, says the Medrash. Because the simcha and the joy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the fact that we add extra time on to Shabbos. We make part of Friday into Shabbos. The Zohar brings down that anyone who adds on to Shabbos, so his neshama yisera gets even extra dimensions, and not only him, but all of Klai Yisrael gets those extra dimensions on Shabbos. The Yisrael Rishon Shavuot also brings that it's appropriate for a person to conduct himself every single Erev Shabbos, to add time from the weekday onto the holy day as much as possible, as is brought down. He says, Tzarech Parnash, every single person needs on Shabbos to add that time from, and the more he adds, his nefesh, his seder, his extra neshama gets broader and bigger. And unfortunately, if one sort of cheats on the roundabout and cuts time off Shabbos, then that also negatively affects his special neshama. The Ben Ish Chai says on that Gemara in Shabbos that anyone who gives pleasure to Shabbos, so they give him an inheritance without borders. He says that's also referring to someone who adds on to the Shabbos, and his reward will be as always, mida k'neged mida, quid pro quo. In the same way as originally there is a sort of a limited time, Shabbos officially is the 24 hours, when it comes in, when it goes out. And you know, there's a time of Knesa Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in, and a time when Shabbos comes out. If this person comes and adds and broadens and fulfills the Shabbos without worrying about the borders, he exceeds the borders, so too his rewards will be like a nachla, like an inheritance, without any limits, without any borders. The Prima Garden brings down in Shulchan Aruch, Neish Lavram, that it's appropriate to accept Shabbos at least half an hour before Shkia. And if someone adds on from weekday to Shabbos, so then they add on to his life. And the Rimzeh Shabbos also brings that if a person lengthens the borders of Shabbos and kind of limits the hours of weekday, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to limit the borders of his personal difficulties and tzaras. The Gera Rebbe, the Imri Emes, says that if one is so careful with Tosefes Shabbos, so then he's going to be saved from having to suffer any of the types of death administered by Besdin, and also, God forbid, from extirpation from Croesus. Why such a huge reward? Because the whole concept of Besdin having to never put someone to death comes because, as a result of the sin of Adam Rishon, who ate from the Eitz Hadas, that he wasn't allowed to, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he couldn't eat from. And the Rechaim HaKadosh in Bereishis, Perek Aleph, quoting the Medrash, writes that the whole Issa was only for Friday. If Adam had survived and waited with his eating until Shabbos came in, to Shabbos Kodesh came in, he would have been allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. But unfortunately, he couldn't wait, and he ate from the tree before the time. And therefore, if we fix that up and we accept Shabbos early and we're in a big hurry to come to the day of Shabbos Kodesh by accepting it to Sefer Shabbos, so we attain atonement for that chait, and therefore we are punished then from the we're free from the punishment of death of Besdin, which might have been decreed to us. The Lechovich Rav, it's brought down in Divrei Shmuel, says on the pasuk, Asher, the child of Asher, his bread is very, very opulent. He will give treasures to the king. Says, Shabbos itself is completely, completely spiritual. And it doesn't have any physical benefits. It's all spiritual. However, if you want to get extra physical bracha, extra physical plenty in this world, then you want to fulfill the additional Tosefes Shabbos. And this is hinted to in that pasuk, because you take the letters that follow the letters Osher, so Aleph becomes Beis, Shin becomes Tuf, and Reish becomes Shin. It forms the word Shabbos. Right? Because those are the letters that come. Usher comes before the letter Shabbos, and it hints to us that these hours that come before Shabbos Kodesh, that's where one gets the ultimate Usher. Then you can get Shmein Lachman. You can get a huge degree of physical bounty, of physical blessing in this world. He'll be zechet to huge parnasa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tear up any limitation that there would have been and replace it with plenty and with honor, right? Provided the who and Shabbos itself, Yitem Adanimel, that will provide with spiritual benefits and spiritual bounty. So you get both. Tosefes Shabbos gives the physical blessing, and the Shabbos itself give us all the physical, all the spiritual bounty we could ever want. Let's take a break and we'll finish off, please God, in the next post. 101.9 FM. This is Soul to Soul. Please stay with us.
This is Hilchos Shabbos with Rabbi Moshe Schnurb, only on 101.9 High FM.
101.9 High FM. This is Soul to Soul on your radio. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Parshas Vayakel. Parshas Parah Tov Shin Peh. We are talking about the beauty and the importance of adding on time to Shabbos, both at the beginning and then. And of course, that's going to be what we continue talking about in our Hilchos Shabbos slot. Rabbi Nachum Mendel from Rimanov explains the Gemara. The Gemara says, Asei Shabbat Chochol, that if a person is destitute and he can't afford anything, rather he should treat Shabbos like weekday. In other words, no special food, but I'll eat starach lebrius, and not have to come on to accepting tzedakah from other people. That's the simple pshat in the pasuk. Listen to the way that Rav Nachman Ruminov explains it. He says, "Asay Shabbat kochol." If you take your Shabbos and you add it on and make part of the weekday into Shabbos, we have a guarantee. You won't anymore need tzedakah. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you the wealth and the plenty that you need, and you'll be able to stand on your own feet. You won't need to get any more tzedakah. Right? As we said, that the Lachat Shavu Rebbe complained, says, if only the Baal Batim had listened to me, and they would have sort of closed their shops and accepted Shabbos a little bit earlier, they wouldn't have known any loss of money, and they would have had no lack at all the entire week. Right? The Varkarov brings, it's brought in the Sefer Shabbos Kodesh, that they said in the Pasuk, the Karasa la Shabbos Einig, you'll call Shabbos a delight. That's also referring to the extra time before Shabbos. And we need to understand, what does Tosefes Shabbos have to do? The Pasuk is talking about Shabbos itself. But he says, since it says Korea, when we call something, what do you call? You call something that's right near you. You call to it, right? You don't need to call something that's right there. You call something that's far away. So too, when you don't be mekabel Shabbos when it's very, very close to coming, and it's already almost Shabbos by itself. On the contrary, likra Shabbos, when it's still coming, call out, when it's still far away, come and accept the Shabbos. Rav Zalman Sirotzkin said, in Hadei of Adibur, said, we say in Musaf of Shabbos, Tayameo Chaim Zachu. If you taste it, you'll merit life. Because when we serve a guest all kinds of yummy foods, how do we know if he really enjoys that? How do we know if he enjoys the food? If he wants more, then you know he enjoyed it. So too by Shabbos. That's exactly what if we add on to the Shabbos before it and after it. So that's, and we're like basically serving notice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We love your Shabbos. We want more and more of it. And therefore, you'll get your full reward for it. And what is the schar? Toyamel Chaim Zachu. Right? You'll get eternal life, lost is lovely, on it, and the day that we say, the Yom Shekula Shabbos, the time which is all Shabbos, which is the time of the coming of Moshiach. Shem Eliezer brings down from the Spinkerov, he explains that it says in the Pasuk, B'Yom HaShabbos, B'yayim HaShabbos, says twice, Yarechenu. It's talking about the Lechem HaPonim, the special 12 loaves of bread that stood in the Beis HaMikdash. So why does it say twice? B'yayim HaShabbos, B'yayim HaShabbos. He says the intention of the Pasuk is that B'yayim, when it's still the day of Friday, you should already say, HaShabbos, it's already time for Shabbos. And he encouraged us very, very much to accept the Shabbos while it was still plenty of day. And on B'yom HaShabbos, what's the second B'yom HaShabbos? That's referring to that on Shabbos itself, when the time comes for Shabbos to leave, still should say, I want more Shabbos. I want to keep Shabbos. Shabbos is still with us. And you're not in such a hurry to say goodbye. So that's Yarchenu. That's a proof that you really, really value and think Shabbos is so, so important. And therefore, we should make every effort to be marich, to show how much we value the Shabbos. When Rav Steinman traveled to America, so he came to the city of Lakewood. So, all the residents came to his door, and they asked him to get all sorts of eitz also advice and brachas on whatever tzaras they had. And as the people filed by, each one with their terrible, terrible story, Rav Shlomo became aware. What's going on here? All I'm hearing about it is tzaras and tzaras and tzaras. How can it be that a city like this is just overrun with tzaras? And the Rabbanim also, the Rabbanim in town, realized something's going on. And they asked Rav Shlomo, what can we do somehow to abate this terrible, terrible sea of the of midas hadin, of terrible things that it's happening? So, when they made a whole big gathering to honor Rav Shlomo, so Rav Shlomo says, we know that Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha. And Chazal promised us that Shabbos brings bracha to the whole world. He said, please, I'm asking you, accept the whole community should agree to accept Shabbos half an hour before the actual candle lighting time. And bring Shabbos into your house half an hour early. And together with that will come the bracha. And you won't know any tzara anymore. The people of the community accepted upon themselves. And in fact, already on that Shabbos, many began to accept upon themselves early. The incredible outcome of the story was Rav Malkiel Kotler, Rosh Shiva of Lakewood, testified that if up till now, every week, Hatzalah was responding to 60 to 70 calls on every Shabbos, that Shabbos, they did not hear a single siren on Shabbos. And Hatzalah was sort of unemployed, had nothing to do that particular Shabbos. It's a true story. That's what happens when Klai Yisrael accept upon themselves, right, with the honor of accepting Shabbos before the time. Right, an entire community was zeiche to see the actualization of their tefillah over tzaincha with your desire. Niach lanu Hashem lekenu. Please allow us shalait eid tzara v'yoga and v'anocha b'yom l'chaseinu. There shouldn't be any tzaras. There shouldn't be any despair. There shouldn't be any sighing on our Shabbos day. They tell also about Rav Cheskel Abramsky that he went with one of the people who davened in his shul. He came to the house of the Rav, came to Rav Abramsky's house on Friday morning. At the time when he came in, the guests saw that the Shabbos table was already set. There was a tablecloth on the table, the plates, the cutlery, everything was there. The serviettes even, right? The cups, everything was set up. So the guest asked the Rav, Rav, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Shabbos is only coming in another 12 hours. And already the table is set. So Rav Cheskel Abramsky says, everything is in the schus of my father-in-law, the Ridvaz, of Yaakov David Ben Zev. Right? He was the one who authored a commentary on the Yerushalmi and was one of the great, great, great leaders of the previous generation. Said one time he became very, very ill and mamash was a situation of danger, real danger to his life. And he begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, says, is there something that could save my life? And they revealed to him from Shemayim that if the Shabbos table in his house would be set already on Friday morning, that could save his life. The Ridvaz asked to call the Rabbanit and told her this. And straight away, she accepted upon herself this incredible thing, that the table would be set on Friday morning. Rav Cheskel said to the guest, I saw my own eyes, Tchiyas HaMeisim. And the Ridvaz came back to himself. It's unbelievable, the power of the Sefer Shabbos. This is 101.9 Chai FM, program of Soul to Soul. I hope we all take this. Let's try ourselves to make Shabbos, to accept Shabbos a bit earlier. And Bez Hashem, us and our families and the whole community will be zeichet to so much bracha, to so much hatzalah, to so much simcha. We'll come back with our final post in a moment.
This is Hilchos Shabbos with Rabbi Moshe Schnurb, only on 101.9 Chai FM.
101.9 Chai FM, this is Soul to Soul, back on your radio. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayakel, Tov Shin Pei Hei, Parshas Pora, the third of the four special Parshas that we read during the month of Nisan. Just enough time today to go through the important times that we need to know for this coming Shabbos. So, the earliest time for lighting Shabbos candles today is 2 minutes past five. And after our discussion over the last 45 minutes, I hope you've kind of got the catch that it's actually a wonderful and important thing to try to start the Shabbos as early as one can. If you can do it at 2 minutes past five, that's great. If not, then as early as you possibly can. Let's get it all together. Let's get ready. And let's make Shabbos the most beautiful, beautiful day of our lives. And take it in and add that little bit of extra to our Shabbos before it starts. If you can't make it at 5:02, so you can do it anytime up until 5:59. 5:59 is the latest time for benching licht this afternoon. It's got to be done by then. Please don't rely on any time after that. That time after that, the 18 minutes between 5:59 and sunset, which is 6:17, is really only to be used in a situation where there's a real emergency and a person actually needs to, I don't know, get home or finish something critical during that time. Otherwise, we have to see 5:59 as our absolute deadline. Car keys away, everything organized, the food on the hot tray, wherever it needs to be, and Shabbos reigns supreme. Of course, as we said, we should try to do it earlier, but if not, 5:59 will work for us. So therefore, that means that 6:17 is sunset. Shkia is 17 minutes past 6. That, again, that's the absolute latest deadline. And of course, that means that if you want to be able to daven Ma'ariv and say Krishma in its proper time, all you have to do is wait until 25 to 7, 6:35 is already night, and then you won't have to repeat the Krishma again. You'll have daven Ma'ariv, you'll have said the Krishma, and you can tick that off. You've done the mitzvah in its very, very proper fashion. And of course, you can sit down and really enjoy an incredible, incredible Shabbos meal with friends, with family. Say some nice to Vitura, sing a bit, talk about the week's events. It's been an exciting week post Purim. Getting ready now to start to climb the hill, please God, to Pesach. So there's plenty to talk about on Shabbos. Tomorrow, of course, is going to be the reading of Parshas Vayakel. It's a very, very strange sort of a quirk in the calendar, because normally in a year that's not a leap year, Vayakel and Pekud, they always are read together as a double Parsha. This week, because of the way the calendar fell, where Rosh Chodesh Adar was only on Parshas Truma, we have an extra, so to speak, an extra Shabbos, and therefore last week was not a special reading. This week, of course, is, besides the Parsha of Vayakel, is the special reading of Parshas Parah, which we always read before Pesach, because at the time when there was a Beis Mikdash, people had to purify themselves so that they'd be able to come to Jerusalem and bring the carbon Pesach. So there's a special maftir, a special haftarah attached to that. And then Shabbos Kodesh continues beautifully long. It's getting a little shorter every single week. Shabbos Kodesh ends tomorrow night at 6:48. 6:48 is the end of Shabbos. It's literally moving a minute a minute a day. And then, of course, we're moving towards Rosh Chodesh. Next Shabbos will be Shabbos Mevorchen for Chodesh Nissan, with Rosh Chodesh following immediately afterwards on Sunday. That's all the time we have. Just want to wish you an amazing, amazing, beautiful Shabbos. Thank you for being part of our show. Thank you for everything, and a good Shabbos to one and all.